Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 181. Dream as if you'll live forever. Live as if you'll die today. By J Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. And I am your host, Dan. And this is, of course, the podcast where I read to you from some of the very best personal finance blogs on the planet. And we'd like to hear from you about what you would like to hear from us in terms of content here on the show. If you have any topic requests, maybe an author that you've read, a blog that you've stumbled upon that you'd like to hear read here on Optimal Finance Daily, come and let us know at oldpodcast.com. And even though it's not Minimalist Monday today, I am going to keep things minimal for you. So let's jump right into the post and start optimizing your life. Dream as if you'll live forever. Live as if you'll die today. By J Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. There's been a smarty pants leaving comments on this blog lately, and I thought I'd highlight one of them because the guy knows what he's talking about. And he's also pretty good at conveying his message. If you're reading this, sir, might I suggest you take up blogging? He was wrong in assuming I was about to lead a pauperish lifestyle. This comment I'm about to read was a response to me mentioning I'm about to go on a mortgage payoff binge, which I'll be blogging about soon. But I think this guy nails the balanced life concept on the head. Any extreme in personal finance is usually not a good thing. Here's what my new friend Gene Roberts from Chandler, Arizona wrote. Quote, I can't argue with the desire to get debt-free as quickly as possible. After all, if I didn't have to pay my mortgage right now, I'd have another $1,100 a month to play with. However, I would caution against going hardcore. That really makes it sound like you're thinking about living like a pauper to put every penny towards your mortgage. I have read many comments about people that live this way, what I would call excessively beneath their means. And not to discourage fiscal responsibility, but I believe that you should seek balance in life. I attempt to find a balance between planning for the future and enjoying my life in the here and now. I don't have any debt except my mortgage, and I put 16% of my pay into my 401k, plus employer's 6%. I have a significant EF if you include my gold and silver investments, and I'm starting to accelerate payments on my mortgage. But however much I love my future self and don't want him to eat cat food when he retires, I also want my present self to live a full and enjoyable life. I mean, otherwise, what's the point? My major outlet for recreation is my motorcycle. I take several trips a year with multiple groups. I try to minimize the cost so I can take as many trips as I can, and I don't go into debt to go on a trip, but I probably spend $5,000 to $7,000 a year on this hobby. If I sold my bike, put that money and the majority of my discretionary income towards my mortgage, I could have it paid off in about 8 years versus the 14 years I have planned, but that would be 8 years of missing out on an activity that I derive a great deal of enjoyment from and share with many friends. And back-of-the-envelope calculations show that I'd only save about $20,000 to $25,000 in interest over that period. Overall, I do take the long view of my finances, but I don't sacrifice everything now just to be richer in the future. Also, where does it stop? Once you pay off the mortgage, you could put all that extra money right back into investments. After all, you're already used to living like a poor person now. At some point, you have to find your balance, otherwise you're just accumulating wealth for your beneficiaries. Cue the family fighting over your estate. My ex's father is that guy. He had a six-figure income while she was growing up, back in the 70s and 80s when it really meant something. Their house was paid off when she was a toddler. If he's not worth at least $2 million by now, I'm a chinchilla. They had a lot of money, but you wouldn't know it by his behavior. He forced them to walk on the sides of the steps to make the carpet last longer in the middle. She dislocated her finger when she fell once because of this. He bought all generic food and would actually sew the elastic band back into his tighty-whities when they fell apart, multiple times. I don't know what his criteria was for finally ditching his old underwear, but editor's note. Ha! From the way he treated money, you would think that he was raised during the Great Depression. Why treat yourself that way? And especially, why treat your family that way? It goes way beyond being responsible financially. And who wants peanut butter you can pour out of the container? Yuck. I look at it this way. How would I feel if right after I sacrificed everything and reached whatever arbitrary goal I set, I got into an accident and was laying there dying? I know that I wouldn't be thinking, gee, I'm sure I got my mortgage paid off early, or glad I've got that $1 million in the bank. I'd be sad that I didn't enjoy the fruits of my labor more. Given what I consider my balanced lifestyle, I of course would not be thrilled to be shuffling off my mortal coil, but if I died tomorrow, I wouldn't feel like I cheated myself out of having a full and rich life either. James Dean sums it up nicely. Dream as if you'll live forever, live as if you'll die today. After all, our financial planning is just a dream that we make happen. End quote. Bam! Funny, well-written, especially for a comment, my goodness, and a nice old point at the end. The guy knows his stuff, huh? I know it's easier said than done, especially when you have bills up the wazoo and everyone telling you to save, 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 or you're going to turn into a donkey. But these are good, good words to live by, or at least think about every now and then. I get into the habit of going hardcore a lot, but usually in little spurts here and there. You know those people who get crazy passionate about something for like 2 months and then stop on the dot and move to another shiny thing? That's me. Only with finance, I tend to hold on to things a lot longer than normal. But after all the money I've saved or spent or invested over the years, etc., I have never given up my passions in life. I always need adventure spilling in and giving me breaths of air. Plus, I can't ever get away with anything too crazy anyway, due to Mrs. Budgets Are Sexy putting me in my place. I think it's very important to have a little fun every now and then, or you'll drive yourself bonkers. And worse, you may just give up on your goals altogether. That's the worst. The people that usually last are the people who take their time and gradually reach their dreams with bits of breaks and revisions throughout their lives. We're not robots, and we're certainly not meant to focus all our energy on just one thing, especially with finance. Without balance, we're just asking for trouble. You just listened to the post titled Dream As If You'll Live Forever, Live As If You'll Die Today by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And we didn't actually plan this out, but the post that Justin is reading today for Minimalist Monday on Optimal Living Daily, our brother podcast, actually has a really similar theme. And Justin shares some of his personal experience at the end of the episode, too, really similar to what Jay Money was saying at the end of this post about how the all-or-nothing mentality can drive you bonkers. Definitely check it out if you haven't already. That's episode 332 of Optimal Living Daily, today's episode. And while you're doing that, you might also want to check out his brother's podcast, Optimal Health Daily, which will motivate you to get healthy and answer your questions every Friday. And I'll leave it at that. Tomorrow we're going to hear from one of our regular authors, Mr. Money Mustache, and how he feels about Dave Ramsey's material. I'm sure he won't censor himself, so stay tuned for that exciting and controversial post tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.